Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Toby, Izzy and Emma with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, hundreds of Queensland babies may have missed out on vital blood screening over the past 3 years. The screening serves to detect conditions that otherwise may not show up at birth. The Queensland Health Department reportedly became aware of inconsistencies in the screening program in July last year. Officials launched an audit 4 months later in November, contacting parents potentially affected several months after that. A spokesperson for the Health Minister, Tim Nicholls, said the former Labor government was aware of the issue last year. Quote, "It wasn't until a change of government that a statewide review investigating the full extent of the issue occurred." Unquote.
The controversial flood map for Logan City Council could be getting a revamp as votes commission a $100,000 independent review, saying that the modelling is inaccurate whilst harming property values and driving up insurance prices. The map had Logan ratepayers up in arms. Despite repeated warnings that the high price point could be wasting the funds, costs were given the green light, expected to be completed by a new specialist consultant. The proposal to reuse previous engineers saw a majority rejection. The Wednesday council meeting saw the approval by councillors after what Mayor John Raven describes as unprecedented community pressure. Quote, "Overwhelmingly, people have told me they want an independent review of the flood maps," end quote. The study will draw on the Logan and Albert Rivers flood study, whilst considering probable maximum floods and 1-in-2,000-year predictions. For your national news, Bob Catter has been immortalised in oil as his Parliament House portrait was unveiled yesterday. First elected in Queensland's Legislative Assembly in 1974 and making a switch to federal politics in 1993, Bob Catter has caused some controversy during his time in the political spotlight, most recently in his threat to punch a Brisbane journalist over a question about his Lebanese heritage. With a colourful 50 years in Parliament, to say the least, the North Queensland MP had a grin on his face as the curtains revealed his portrait by Australian artist David Darcy. We recommend having a quick search to see the portrait for yourselves.
Australian energy company Momentum has been fined almost $800,000 for sending family violence victim survivors new addresses to their abusers. Victoria's Essential Services Commission found that Momentum had sent automated letters about financial hardship assistance to people impacted by family violence. However, these people could not access those letters because they were sent to the addresses of their abusers. Separately, three customers' information was disclosed across 19 individual incidents between 2022 and 2025. 15 of those incidents, letters disclosed the victim survivors' new addresses to family violence perpetrators. The regulator also found that Momentum failed to establish a safe method of communication for customers it knew had experienced family violence.
And in international news, in the US, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is retiring after 4 decades in Congress. The 85-year-old Congresswoman was first elected in 1985, before first becoming Speaker in 2007. During her first tenure, she was instrumental in passing the landmark Affordable Care Act, transforming healthcare in the US. Serving a second time, from 2019 to 2023, she was instrumental in the Democratic Party's opposition to the first Trump administration, impeaching the president twice.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is going to be partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 27 today. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach a 9, which is in the very high band. So you better slip, slop and slap. That's all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head over to 4ZZZ.org.au.